We are on Daf Beis Amid Beis. We have one Taisvis to learn before we go to the little further. Just to review what we had learned yesterday, Gemara said that Rav Nachman held that even though by Shabbos and Beis Hillel is holds like Rav Shimon Lagabi Hilchis Muktzeh, he's Meikel Lagabi Muktzeh, Afal Pikein Lagabi Yontev his Machmer. And the reason Rav Nachman came to this conclusion was because he had a stira in two Stam Mishnayis. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos that says, Machatchenas Anaveila Lifnei Haklovim. That means a Behemish and Isnabla in Shabbos, one is permitted to give it to Klovim, even though it was not aimed to be dog food in the beginning of Shabbos, but later it became a nevela, so we say that there was Taita Yelave, we go according to Rav Shimon, that the nevela also is not mukze, and we say it, whatever is possible to have a usage in Shabbos, he's not Messiah Das from it. So therefore, he's permitted to give the Nevelish and his Nablo B'Shabbos to his Klovim, and in the middle of the Shabbos it becomes dog food, and it's not Mukze. So we see by Shabbos, Rabbeinu HaKodesh Paskin like Rab Shimon. By Yontif it says, Ein mevakin eitzim min hakeiris, v'loi min hakeiris shenishbera b'yontif. One is not permitted to chop wood min hakeiris. Keiris are beams that are used for building. In the middle of Yontif, he's not allowed to chop these beams for fuel purposes, for firewood. That's one case. V'loimin ha'kairish and ishbera b'yontif, or let's say a beam broke in yontif, and now the only use that he could use it is firewood, so he's not allowed to use it for firewood. Now, according to Rab Shimon, this should be permissible, just like a behemish in Isnablo, we say that he wasn't Messiah Das from this animal, he might come to use it on Shabbos for dog food. So the same thing, there wasn't any Hesach Hadas from the Keire, he might come and use it as firewood. And here, there's a Stam Mishnah that says that it is also. So we see Rabbeinu HaKodesh Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Yontif, and he Paskin like Rabbi Shimon by Shabbos. That was the Gemara we had learned yesterday. Now let us just see Taisvis. The third Taisvis from the top. Ein Mevakim Eitzim Loi Min HaKeiris. So there are two cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah is speaking about that there were beams that were set up to be used for building purposes. And here it says he's not allowed to chop these beams in the middle of Yontif to use it as firewood. So Taisa says, Loimaisi Mireshe, from the Reshe, from this halacha, there's no raya that Rabbeinu HaKodesh Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Dein Mevakim Koires. The Homairi Bisoyer Shal Kairis, it's speaking about a pile of beams. The have a Mukze Machmas Chesorin Kis. A beam is a Mukze Machmas Chesorin Kis. Ubaho Kul Alma Moide Afilo Rab Shimon. I mean, something that has a lot of value to it, and one would not use it for other purposes. So there, even Rab Shimon is made that akzi daite minei. He didn't have no intentions of using this on Yontif since this is so expensive. So memele from the reishe, there is no raya that Rabbeinu HaKodesh Paskin like Rab Yehuda. Rab Shimon is also made by Muktzeh Machmas Chesorin Kis. Bokul alma made afilo Rab Shimon. Elamaisi misefe. The Rai is from the Sefer that he doesn't paskin like Rab Shimon. The loy min ha-keiresh and ishtabro. A keiresh and ishtabro, a beam that broke, it seems this is not mukze machmas chesorin kis. And here, according to Rab Shimon, it should have been permissible to use it for firewood after it broke. ואם תאימס התאיסוס אסקסו, רב שמן אין נעמטה אלא ביושב ומצפה. The whole svar רב שמן is that because he's aware there's a possibility that he might come to use it in Shabbos or in Yontif. So if a beam breaks, who would ever call him that the beam would break, that we should consider that he was Yeshiv and Mitzapeh from Erev Yontif. It's also considered Yeshiv and Mitzapeh. Hoyel v'nishtabra b'yontev. Since we see this beam broke in Yontev, mistama hoysa ru'ua me'esmel. So if it broke in Yontev, so mistama erev Yontev, it wasn't too strong. So it's potentially, if it was a potential firewood erev Yontev. V'havi ki yoyshev u'metzape mosay tishaber k'irosay v'tiyeh ru'ya la'soket. So since we are speaking about such a beam, which we see now was zikha a weak beam, so memele there was a yeshiv umetzape on this. Ad miflegi bebeye, liflegi betanegailis. So why aren't they chaylik by a tanegailis? If you're allowed to shech the tanegailis. So the Gemara says, "Lahidiyacha koychan de beshamai de benoilad shari." That the emison the zicha machloikis on the tanegailus also, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to eat the tanegailus. But the Mishnah wants to tell you a bigger chiddush that according to Beis Shammai, not only is he makel the muktzah, not only is he makel by the tanegailus, he's also makel by the beyer. So the Gemara says, so therefore it's a greater chiddush to say that according to Beis Shammai, afilo the beye is muta. Frek the Gemara v'lif lugi betal negoilis leidiyecha koichon de Beis Hillel de bemuktza osri. So let us, he wants to tell us a chiddush in Beis Shammai that the beye is muta. Let him speak about the tal negoilis. And tell us a chiddush in Beis Hillel that a fellow the tanegailus is us, even though the tanegailus is not muktzeh. V'chitei mekoyach dehetera odiv. Maybe you'll tell me that if the Tana has a choice, either to tell you a heter, a kula of one mandiyomer, or a chumra of the other mandiyomer, so it's preferable to tell us a kula, koyach dehetera odiv. But here, the Tana could have phrased the Mishnah in such a way, which I could derive both revuses, both chidushim. Let him say as follows. Tana goyles o imedes legadol beyim. He ubeyoso. So what is the din with the Tana goyles? What is the din of the beyim? Is Beishamai Oimrim Teyochu. Beishamai said, you're allowed to eat the Tanegoilus. They don't hold of Muksa, they hold like Abshimin. They don't hold of Noilad, you're allowed to eat the egg. Ubeisilul Oimrim Leiseyochu. And Beisilul hold, you're not allowed to eat the Tanegoilus, and you're not allowed to eat the egg also. So according to Rav Nachman, that says that the Mishnah speaking about a Tanegoilus shall Muksa, the Mishnah should have been phrased in such a way to tell us that Beis Hillel is machmer even on the Tanegoilus. That's the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Nachman. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the Teira Odef Lei, that it's, the Tana wanted to tell us a Chiddush of Heter. Toiv Lei Lashmi Einu Koyach Divrei Hamater. A person is matter, so he relies on what he's saying. And akochach he was mevara that it's mutter. Avol koyach ha'isrin, someone that answers, ain't a raya, that doesn't prove that a tuchkit on the inyan and he holds it also. Shakel yecholim lahachme, everyone can be machme, vafilu bedover hamutter. So memele, the chiddush that Rabbi Silul is machmer the Tanegoilus is not such a big chiddush. This is a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Shammai is matter afilu by the beya. Let us see Taisvis. וחיתה מקויך דה תאירה עודיב, פרש הקונטרס לקח קויך דה תאירה עודיב, כשעוד המטר סיימך על שמו עושי, וצורך להביא ראי לדבור. So that's a chidish, really, that's a koyach, that it could be matter, אבל איסור האדם יוכל להחמר עולוב בלויתם. To be machmer, it's no kunz, everyone can be machmer, אפילו without a legitimate reason. So that's not a chidish, that of the so, koyach ha-teir is a bigger chidish. ונבלג בתאוויו, so the Gemara asks, let us bring down a double machloikis, that Beishame is mekel by the Beim, Beisilul is machmer by the... אפילו בעד את הנגלס, תאימו בכל מוקים דקום הכייך דתאירה עודף לפרי חוכי, ושלוים בדוחי פורך, ונפליג בטבעי, שלא יאריך משום כך, את נת תומת שבן הריחס, ויאמר, היא בי אוסו, היא דמותר אוסו, אבל בעלמה לא שייך, here, if you could phrase the mission in such a way, that I could hear both חידושים, so it would be כדאי, to phrase the mission in such a way, and since the mission doesn't say it, so I say that's not pshat in the mission. Ela Omar Rabbe. Now we're going to have a new ikimte in the Mishnah to explain the machlokes beishame ubeisilu. La oilam betanegoiles haimedes lachila. We're speaking about a tanegoiles that was oimed to be geshochten. So we have a tanegoiles which is not muktzeh. So lechayev the tanegoilus is not muktzeh. So the gemara asks the kasha. So just like the tanegoilus is not muktzeh, so the bay is also not muktzeh because it's uchle da afres. It's an oichel that's separated from an oichel. In the body of the tanegoilus, it was an oichel, and now when it was born, it's still an oichel. It's not called noilad. It's called daite yilave. So the Gemara says a whole akdomen. Ubiyontev shechaliyes achar Shabbos askino. The Mishnah is speaking about by yontev, which is chal achar Shabbos. Umishum hachone. We'll see later that doesn't mean that yontev shechaliyes achar Shabbos, but every yontev is also they were geizer oto yontev shechaliyes achar Shabbos. But let us just see the poshete words of the Gemara. It's speaking about Yom Tev that was Chal Acha Shabbos, Umishum Hachone, and because the Beyer was prepared in Shabbos, the Beyer was Neilad in Yom Tev, and it was prepared in Shabbos, Ukesova Rabbe, and Rabbe holds, Kol Beyer de Misyaldo Hoidno, a beya which was laid today, may esmel gomrolo, so the gmar of the beya occurred yesterday, and let's just say over the miri says it occurred 24 hours before the leide. V'rabo l'taime, the omar rabbe maidech siv, Vahoya Bayoim Hashishi Vehechinu Esashayaviu. The Pasuk is speaking about the month, and the Pasuk says that Erev Shabbos Vehechinu, they should prepare Esashayaviu. So from this Pasuk we learn Chol Mechin LeShabbos. Chol is Mechin LeShabbos. Vechol Mechin LeYontif. Ben Yontev Mechin LeShabbos, but Yontev is not Mechin LeShabbos, Ben Shabbos Mechina LeYontev. Now this is a very difficult Gemara. Let us first see how Rashi explains the Gemara. So Rashi says as follows. Umishum Achone. So we're saying as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about Atanagoilis, which is Oymed l'achila. It's not mukse. The bay was also oymed l'achila. And the reason Beishamai, Beisil holds you're not allowed to eat the bay is mishum achone hu da asrilo. Because of achone de aser, Beisil, kidemeforish va'ozl. Because it was prepared in Shabbos, that is why one is not permitted to eat the beya that was neilad in Yontif, We're speaking about Yom Tov Achar HaShabbos because it was prepared in Shabbos. That's why it's not permitted to be eaten in Yom Tov. The Chol Beye de Misyaldo HaIdna, because every Beye which is laid now, may Esmael Gomrolo, so the Gmar of the Beye occurred a day before. Va'af al gav, the bidei. Now, before we go further, let's just try to explain what we are saying so far. Taisus explains that as follows, that when a beye is noilad, so there are certain inyonim which occur with this beye 24 hours before, that make that this beya, which was noila 24 hours later, would have certain milas. It's able, that it's able to hatch now. It has other milas. It tastes better. It's a more choshev beya. So that what the beya is noilad bishleimis, when it is noilad, is the cause of this is a action which occurs to the beya 24 hours before. So that's what the Gemara is saying, called Beye. So every Beye, the Misyaldo Hoidno, which is laid now, Me Esmel Gomrora, so there was a Gmar, the Gmar, what caused the Gmar of this lady that occurred, Me Esmel, from yesterday. So that's one thing we have to know. That means this beya, which came out now in a perfect condition, in a shleimistic amatziv, this occurred because of an action, perhaps it's a chemical action, whatever it is, that occurred 24 hours before. So in other words, the preparation, if the beya was noilat, if the beya was noilad, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon of Yom Tov, so there was a hachone to this beya 12 o'clock in the afternoon Shabbos. So what's wrong with that? So let us see further. V'af al gav, the bidei shamayimu, even though whatever happened in Shabbos, no one did anything, there was no meloch involved, also, you're not allowed to eat the beya. Why? The bo'inon kol sudais shabbos usudais yontif, whatever is eaten shabbos or yontif, sheyehu mizumonais umuchonais, they should be prepared mi ba'oid yoim shel chol. That the preparation of the food which is eaten shabbos has to be prepared in a yom chol, in a weekday. But if it was prepared in a yom kodesh, it was prepared on Shabbos, let's say, if it was noila dan yontev, and it was prepared on Shabbos, a preparation that was done in Shabbos will not be matter this machel in yontev. That is what Rabbi said. So we understand a little bit. So Rabbi said that first of all you have to know facts of an egg, that this egg that was noilad 12 o'clock the Sunday, which is Yom Tov, there was a gmar in this egg 12 o'clock Shabbos. So the gmar Shabbos caused and brought about that this egg should be noilad b'shleima Sunday. So the preparation of this machel, which we want to eat, l'kavod Yom Tov, was prepared in a Yom Kodesh. And one is not permitted to eat such a machel on Yom Tov. One is only permitted to eat a machel on Yom Tov, which was prepared mi ba'oid Yom Shel Chol, which was prepared through a Yom Chol, not through a Yom Kodesh. Ve'rabe da'osar b'hachone she'ena b'yadayim amish. Now, Rabbi said a gewaldik chiddush, that a preparation that was not done through anyone, this is a preparation min ha'shamayim, This is an automatic preparation. No one did anything. That's min hashamayim. That's how an egg works. Va'afal pikein. One is not permitted to eat the machel. Is rabbe letaimei. The oma rabbe bipsochim. Rabbe said in mesechtes psochim. V'yalef mehoche. And rabbe learned from this posik. The mukze diyaraisa. That mukze is minatayra. So now all of a sudden, Rashi brings down the inyan of mukze. And from this pasuk we learn out mukze, and from this pasuk we learn out the din of achone. Veheichinu. Now, what does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk says, veheichinu eisa shayaviu. What does veheichinu mean? Vehizminu. They should prepare. So Rabbi says in Psochem, what type of preparation are we speaking about? Now the Pasuk is telling us, the Pasuk is speaking about Shabbos. The Pasuk says the food which will be eaten Shabbos should be prepared by Yom HaShishi, should be prepared Erev Shabbos. The Hizminu, they should be Mazmin the food. Now the preparation is a preparation of Hazmoni. Kigoin, what does that mean? What kind of preparation are we speaking about? Kigoin mikan ani oichel lemocho. A preparation of a gilui das that we have to hear from the Bailim that he wants to eat this tomorrow. That means that the Pasuk is telling us that the food which will be eaten on Shabbos should be muchan mi ba'oid yoim, that you should know, that you should have intentions that you're going to eat it on Shabbos. That means only such food may be eaten. Only such food may be eaten. So the veheichinu, which is a mitzvah d'iraisa, or a niser essay, the pasuk is telling us that which food can be eaten on Shabbos, the food which was prepared Erev Shabbos. And what kind of a preparation are we speaking about? Achone of dibur, achone of machshove, not achone of maise. Kigoin mekan ani oichel lemocha. That the pasuk says, that means if there are doubts in your mind, is this oimet to be eaten? Is this not oimet to be eaten? So if in order for you to be able to eat it, we need a hachone that you should say, mikan ani oichel lemocha. I'm going to eat this in Shabbos. So therefore, then it is permissible to be eaten. Now how do we know that the Vehinu is speaking about such a hachone? Maybe it means poshut, that you have to prepare the food, you have to cook it, you have to bake it. So Rashi says, Rabel, that is not pshat in the posik. The im mishum hachone biyodayim, if the pasuk is coming to tell us that you have to prepare the food erev Shabbos, v'loima, and it's telling us sheyoyfu, you should bake it, v'yevashlu mi bo'id yoyim, so that is another pasuk, behed yiksiv, eis asher toifu, eifu, asher tevashlu, yevashlu, yevashelu, so it says already in the pasuk, that the physical preparations of the food have to be done Erev Shabbos. And now the Pasuk tells us something else, Veichinu. Besides the physical preparations, there's a new Pasuk, Veichinu. You should prepare what you're going to eat Shabbos. So what preparation are we speaking about now? Ella hazmone bepekoma. So the Pasuk is telling us that you have to be mazmin beper erev Shabbos, that you intend to eat mikan ani oichel lemoch. You tend to eat this. So in other words, this is what Rashi had said before, that Rabbah holds that muktzes are deraisa. That means something which is not oimit to be eaten for some reason, one is not permitted to eat. If he had no intentions to eat it on Shabbos, so he's not permitted to eat it, because the Pasuk says you're only permitted to eat the foods that you had intentions to eat Erev Shabbos. And it's tells the Pasuk Veichinu tells us this. that you're only permitted to eat in Shabbos food that you had said Erev Shabbos mikanani oichel lemocha. So this is the makor of muktzeh, that one is not permitted to eat muktzeh, and we learn this out from Vehichino. Now Rashi continues, Uchsiv bayoyim hashishi. So first of all, the Pasuk told us that this food has to be prepared. Number one, you cannot eat Shabbos unprepared food. Number two, Uchsiv bayoyim hashishi. It says that it should be prepared bayoyim hashishi, the Friday. Ustam shishi choylhu. So Rashi says, if it says it should be prepared on Friday, so the Stam Fridays are not Yontif. So the Pasuk is telling me two things. The food you eat on Shabbos has to be prepared, and it has to be prepared b'yom chol. It has to be prepared b'yom chol. V'achshevei rachmone l'sude Shabbos. The Torah was machshev sude Shabbos sheyazmineno, he should prepare it mi ba'oid yoim ubechol. That is to be prepared before Shabbos, and it is to be prepared be yoim chol. Now, before we go to our Gemara, which we're speaking about achone bidei shemayim of an egg, but let us go in this muktzeh dikeshayla. We're speaking about Rashi started off with muktzeh, and Rashi spoke about a hachona of saying, ezeh ani oichel, I'm going to eat this tomorrow. So this hachona has to be b'yoyim chol. So the Meiri says, so in other words, let's just understand what we're saying over here. Let us talk, this halach applies for Shabbos, the food of Shabbos has to be prepared before Shabbos. It applies Yontif. The food of Yontif has to be prepared before Yontif. So now let's just speak a practical case in Yontif, and then we'll come back to our sugya. In Yontif, we had learned before, let's say in Yontif you're allowed to shecht behemis, but you're only allowed to shecht behemis which are oimed lehishochet. So now, let us talk about a case, let's say it is Yontif, and I have a Tarnegoilis, which is Oymed L'Gadol Beimet. No intentions of eating this Tarnegoilis. I have this Tarnegoilis to lay eggs. So now the Pasuk says, so this Pasuk is telling us, this is what Rava, this is Rava Lom Shatam, the Pasuk, you cannot eat this Tarnegoilis on Yom Tov unless you'll prepare it by Yom HaShishi. That means, Erev Yom Tov, you have to say, Rashi by says, Nira Achone Bepeh, you have to say Bepeh Molei, this chicken, which was laying eggs for the last 5 years, tomorrow I'm going to shecht it. So now it's already muchen to be eaten. If you didn't say this drosha erev yontif, forget about it. You're not allowed to eat it yontif. It's awesome in our Torah. This is muktzeh. Now, but it has to be prepared in a yom chol. So the Chiddush HaMeiri says, now what would be if you have yontif that came after Shabbos? Was a hectic Erev Shabbos. He didn't say this Erev Shabbos. But Yom Tov is Sunday. And it's Shabbos now. So Shabbos is going to say this Megillah. That chicken, it's Shabbos now. But that chicken, I'm going to shecht tomorrow. So he's preparing the chicken, the Yom Tov the chicken, in Ayoyim Kodosh, not in Ayoyim Chol. So you know what the din is? So the din is, it doesn't help. It's Keman the Lesser. A preparation b'yom kodesh is non-existent. It's not valid. It doesn't work. The pasuk said v'hechinu b'yom hashishi. Yom hashishi means tam yom hashishi zachel. So the pasuk is telling us two distinct halachas. The food you eat on yontif or the food you eat on Shabbos has to be prepared before. And when is it considered prepared? If it was prepared b'yom chol. If it was prepared b'yom kodesh, it's not considered prepared. So the Chiddush HaMeiri says in Hilchos Muktzeh, if I'll say Shabbos, I intend to eat to shecht this chicken Sunday, and he shechted it on Sunday, he was even Isser Deraisa of eating Muktzeh. That is what Rashi said so far. That's a halacha that Rabbi said in Masechtas Psachim. Now we have to see how this is negeya us. So, but the Fal Rashi said two halachas. Halacha number one, that the food that is eaten in Shabbos, as achshavei rachmona l'suda Shabbos, it can only be eaten if it was prepared before Shabbos. Number one. And number two, the preparation has to be b'yom chol, from a yom chol, not from a yom kodesh. Ve'ein yontif meichin l'shabbos. A b'yontif cannot prepare for Shabbos. The yontif nami kori Shabbos. Yontif is also considered Shabbos. Uboi sudosoi hazmone. Yontif, a suda of yontif also needs a preparation. And bahazmonosoi b'chol. And you have to prepare it b'chol. Avol suda schoil, a suda schoil, loy cheshiva, doesn't have any cheshivas whatsoever. Veloy shayche bo azmono, so there is no shayches of azmono preparation, it's not choshev, so if the suda is not choshev, no inyan to be mazmen, to be mechen de macholim. Hilkach, therefore, now Rashi starts making a cheshbet. Be'echod b'shabbes ba'alme. If you have an egg that was laid on a Sunday, and we said before that the preparation of this egg was 24 hours before. That's what the Miri says. That's called Beye. The Misyaldo Hayoim is Nigmar Haidna Me'esmel Gomrola. So an egg that was laid on a Poshita Sunday, it was prepared on Shabbos. It's a different type of a preparation. But this is a preparation b'day shemayim. But it was prepared on a Shabbos. Less long le mesa beya shenoil da bey. You can't ask a beya that was noilad on a poshita Sunday. Mishum de ischen b'day shemayim, because it was prepared Shabbos. B'day shemayim, that's the preparation of the egg. That's the natural hachone which makes the egg, which is noiled on Sunday, to be an egg b'shleimus. The sudas choil loy atzricha rachmone zimun mibo'oid yoyim. A sudas choil, since it's not choshuv, so it doesn't need any preparation. Loy shayich boy mukze. There's no inyan of mukze that it should be daita yolov. There's no inyan it should be muchen. A suda schel doesn't have all these tnoim, all these conditions. But a suda yontif, a suda Shabbos, there's certain halachas in the food that only food which was prepared from a yom chol may be eaten on Shabbos, may be eaten on yontif. Food that was not prepared by yom chol cannot be eaten. So now let us go back again to the Gemara and just say the Ivra of the Gemara again. Perhaps we'll understand it a little better. So the Gemara says as follows. Elam Arabi, Lo'ilam, the Mishnah is speaking about Atana Goylis Ha'imedis La'achila. The Mishnah is speaking about Atana Goylis, we're speaking about a chicken that was aimed to be eaten on Yontif. The chicken was not Muktzeh. Nothing, in Mukze, nothing L'chere here is Mukze. It was Daite on the chicken, was Daite on the egg. U'biyontev shechaliyais acher Shabbos askina. We're speaking about a yontev that was chal after Shabbos. U'mishum hachone, but the reason the egg is not permitted to be eaten when it was laid on Sunday, because it was prepared on Shabbos, Ukasova Rabbi called Beye the Misyalda Hoidna, a Beye that is Neulad now, may Esmel Gomrolo. So the Gmar, the Sibbe that will make that it should be Neulad Bishleimus, that occurred in 24 hours before, may Esmel Gomrolo. So it comes out, this Beya, which was Neulad in Yontev, was Nigmar in Shabbos, was Hulchan in Shabbos, Verabbe Letaimei, in Rabbe, was the one that says that there are certain Hachonis, which have to, we're not speaking about Pu'ulis, what a person has to do, but there are certain Hachonis that have to be made an macholim of Shabbos and Yontif miyoyim chol. The rabbi letaimei, the oma rabbi maidech si vohoyo bayoyim ashishi veichinu es asher yoviyu, chol meichin leShabbos. So if there's a yoyim chol before Shabbos, so the hachone of mukze, the hachone of beye, can be done b'chol, that can be meichin leShabbos. V'chol meichin leYontif, and the chol can be meichin leYontif. Vein Yontif meichin leShabbos, vein Shabbos meichina leYontif. But Yontif can be meichin leShabbos, and Shabbos can be meichin leYontif. Omar loy Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbi, so the whole, you're telling me that Abaye is also to eat, if it was noiled on Yontif, that's Tavke, Yontif Acha Shabbos. It was Yontif Acha, the Erev Yontif was a Yom Chol. You lot eat it. It was a Achonim Iboid Yom Shol Chol. Ela Me'ata Yontif Ba'al Metishteri. So Stamazay a Yontif should be Mutter. Now Mishnah says, Be'yish and Nilde B'Yontif. The Mishnah didn't say, Be'yish and Nilde B'Yontif Acha Shabbos. Be'yish and Nilde B'Yontif is also, according to you, there's nothing wrong with Abayish and Elder Beyontif because it was Muchan from a Yom Chol. So Rabbi answered him, Gzeire Mishum Yontif Acher HaShabbos. That it's also Mishum Yontif Acher HaShabbos. That means if you'll be Mata this Yontif, people won't know the difference, and they'll be Mata Yontif Acher HaShabbos, and that's an awesome in a Torah to eat. So therefore they said all Yontif is awesome. Frag the Gemara, Shabbos da Alma Tishteri, if they have a Shabbos, then the Erev Shabbos was a Yom Chol, let it be Mutter. Zere Mishum Shabbos Acha Yontif. So it's also Al Shabbos Acha Yontif. So the Vayel, let us just see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yontif ba Alma She'ene Acha Shabbos, Shabbos da Alma She'ene Acha Yontif, Tishteri, so Shbebo Titan Shabbos Abeya Shanilda, Ligmoya Beya Chaya Shanilda Boy. So one should be permitted to eat a raw egg on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, because we're Geyser. We are Geyser, Yontif, Oto Yontif Shechal Acha Yom Chol, Oto Yontif Acha Shabbos, O Geyser Shabbos Acha Yontif. Now before we go further, it's kedai to know, we'll see Tosfos, we'll know what Chitas HaTosfos is. But the Rashba is Chilek and Rashi, and there's two ways how to learn Pshat na Gemara. The way Rashi learns, and the way the Rashba learns. The Rashba says, when we learn Rashi, Rashi tells us a Yesod, that the food that has to be eaten on Shabbos, the food that has to be eaten on Yontif, has to be prepared food. Has to be prepared food. That's what it says. So the Rashba says, so let us say, but the Gemara tells us that kol beye that was neile to idna is nigmara me'esma. It became prepared the day before. Thank the Rashba, but what would be if it didn't become prepared the day before? If it got prepared in Shabbos alone. So zichabiyasa. Well, zichabiyasa. I can't because that's the whole problem. The problem is, the way Rashi phrases it, Shabbos and Yontif, you're only permitted to eat prepared food. And it has to be prepared from a Yom Chol. So why did the Gemara have to go in that before Rabbi said his pshat, Ukesova, the Rabbi said like this, Yontev Shechaliyais Achara Shabbos Askinon, it's speaking about Yontev Achara Shabbos, Umishumachone, Ukesova Rabbi Kolbeya de Misyalda Idna Miesmo Gomro. Rabbi holds that the Beya that was Neila today was prepared yesterday. Before we say anything, and if he holds it wasn't prepared yesterday, it was prepared today, so it's also a problem. Somebody needs to go into this. So it's also a problem. And why isn't the lady called a preparation? If we're talking about that it has to be prepared by Yom, the lady is also a preparation. These are kashas that the Rashba asks on Rashi, and because of these kashas, the Rashba is choylik on Rashi, and he says as follows. Rashi was mekasher this halacha to the din of muktzeh. Now the din of muktzeh is klar that one is not permitted to eat something on Shabbos or on Yontif which was not muchan miboid yoin. If I didn't prepare it, it wasn't my das to eat it, so you're not allowed to eat it. The Rashba says, we're not speaking about muktzeh. Muktzeh is not the eraisa. Rabba was choizer. And this hachone has no shaykhis at all with muktzeh. And therefore the Rashba says that there's a klal yontiv yochel lahochin la'atzmoy, Shabbos yochel lahochin la'atzmoy. That means for itself, this hachone, which we are speaking about, is no shaykhis at all with muktzeh. And there's a hachone that the food that is eaten on Shabbos, Shabbos could be meichin la'atzmoy. If the preparation came about in Shabbos, no problem. The preparation came about in Yontif, no problem. So therefore, the egg that is noiled in Shabbos, of the laid alone, it was prepared in Shabbos, Shabbos meichin la'atzmoy. Yontif meichin la'atzmoy. The whole problem is that a Yontif can't be meichin for a Shabbos. A Yom Kid can't be meichin for Shabbos. One, a Yom Kodesh can only be meichin for itself. It can't be meichin for another day. For itself it could be meichin. For another day it can't be meichin. So memele, so before Rabbi had to say his shtikteire to give Agdome, he says, L'chayre, I'm saying there's a problem of achone, so Yom Kid is meichin for itself, Shabbos is meichin for itself, so what's the problem? So therefore, Rabbi gave a hakdome. Kol beyadim misyaldo ha'idno me'es me'lgomgolo. There's a preparation from yesterday also. In order that the egg should be b'shleimis b'shas leide, we need yesterday's preparation. That was the first thing. Oh, if you need that yesterday's preparation, ein yontev meichen l'shabbos. Ein Shabbos meichen l'yontev. So according to the Rashba, the Iker Yesod is that a Yom Kodesh cannot prepare for a different Yom Kodesh. That's the whole Issa. A preparation has nothing to do with Muktzeh. This is a new din of Hachon. Shitas Rashi is as follows. That Fakert, it's similar to the din of Muktzeh, and that is 100% true that a Yom Tov is ain't a meichin la'atzmoy, Shabbos is not meichin la'atzmoy. So Mamela, if there would be a preparation in Shabbos, so Itzicha would be also. And because Yom Tov cannot, it has to be muchen. You can only eat Shabbos prepared foods. You can't eat foods which were prepared in Shabbos alone. No, Lemaise Leide is not considered a hachone for some reason. Not what the Gemara had to say, that kolbeya de misyaldo ha'idna me esmel gomrolo, because the Gemara knew that the Gemar is much before the later. So a person could say if it was noilad on Sunday, could be the Gemar was 36 hours before. So what's the problem? So memele, so then it would be considered a hachone miyoyim chayil. So when Rabbi said hishtik teire, that there's a problem of hachone, he had to tell us that this hachone of nigmero is 24 hours away. And that is the only hachone of the beye. So therefore we have a problem. If yontif was achar Shabbos, if Yontif was Achar Shabbos, so the Gemar, if it was Noilad in Yontif, there was a Gemar in Shabbos, and a Gemar of Shabbos is not considered a Hachone. We don't accept this Hachone. So it's Keman de Lese. So it's like I am eating food in Yontif without a Hachone. Hachone of a Yom Kodesh is Keman de Lese. And also, that's Shitas Rashi, and also, in Yontav Meichen Latzmai, in Shabbos Meichen Latzmai, but Grad in the latest Habayit is not considered an Achon. Let us go further. Umi Gazrina. So what are you telling me? That Meikar Adin, a Beyah that is Noilad in Yontif, not Acha Shabbos, is Mutter. There were Geyser Yontif, Shaloy Acha Shabbos, and Otto Yontif Acha Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Umi Gazrina, were they Geyser? For Sanya, we learned a Baraisa as follows. Hashoichet es atanegoylitz, a person shechted atanegoylitz, umotza bo beim gmurais, and he found in the chicken, he shechted an anyontif, he found in the chicken beim gmurais, these are complete eggs, mutorais la ochlam beyontif, you're allowed to eat these eggs beyontif. Now the Gemara asked if there was a gzeire by beye, we'll see in Rashi, this is speaking about, that this was a Tarnegoilis that was geshochten in Yontif Achar HaShabbos. This Beye is Mutter Meikar Adin, because the Gemar of Shabbos did not in any way affect it, because it wasn't Neulet. That we'll see in Tosfos. This Gemar that occurred in Shabbos only perfects a Beye B'Shas Leide. Here there wasn't any Beye B'Shas Leide because it was geshochten. So the Gemar did not affect it. So it's called, it was Muchan from before. Whatever it is now, it had already, it was Muchan from before. So the Gemara asks, but if you tell me we're Geyser, a Beye which is Mutter, Otto a Beye that is also, V'Misa Ligzer Mishum Hanach de Misyaldim B'Yameyim. That means if one will be permitted to eat a beye from a geshochten tanegoilis, so then he'll eat a beye that was born from a tanegoilis in yontif. Amalei beyim gemureis b'meimon milsed loishchichei milsed loishchichei legozer borabon. That a person should check the tanegoilis and find eggs which are completely nigma, which are similar to a beye shenolda, that is a very rare thing to occur. So mamela, that's why this they weren't geyser. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, umi gazrinen, umi achma rabbonon bebeye lemigzer hetere mishum isure. Posanye, so Rashi asks, vim toime havelo gzeire ligzeire. Tahanach de misyaldim b'yemeyim, a beye which is noilet in yontif, nami einem as asures, elemishum gzeire, the yontif acha Shabbos. Tamazoi, a beye which is noilet in yontif is only asumi de rabbon. Gzeire or the yontif acha Shabbos. And now you're saying that you shechted a tanagoilis and stam yontif, you want to ask this beye, or to a beye which is noilet b'yontif. No, a beye that was noilet b'yontif is asumi de rabbon. So now you want to aser a beye which the mother was geshochten in yontif. That's a gzeire l'gzeire. So Rashi answers, Toritz ha-motzi lo'ukmi b'yontif achar Shabbos. This case of a sheichet on the geulis is speaking about that it was yontif achar Shabbos. Tahashte, that means if it would have been born today, it would be osmin atoira. It would be noilet, it would be osmin atoira. Tahashte, kalamigza, otohanach, the misyaldin b'yameyem. We could be geyser, this beye, oto a beye, that it would be noilet today. Ashmin in achmas nisen, that filo b'yontif achar Shabbos, mutoris, hoim ve'enem noildes, because it was not late, it was geshochten. So memele, So that was the Gemara's kasha. Why aren't you geyser? A beye that would be noiled after Shabbos is also min ha-teire. Mishum hanoch de misyaldon leker lemigzer de milsad lo ishrichehu. And that's what the Gemara answers, that they weren't geyser here because it's a milsad lo ishrichehu. B'shem Rabbeinu. So Chay means Rash means B'shem Rabbeinu, that this Barais is speaking about that he shechted the Tanagoilis yontav achar Shabbos. Vahodam rinen bekula isha shen geizring zeire le gzeire. How do we know this klal? Mehai kronafke. Shmartem es mishmarti. Asu mishmeres kloima gzeire le mishmarti le teirosi. You should make gates, you should make protections for the hilchis ha-teire. V'loi mishmeres le mishmeres. Shlayasu gzeire le gzeire. Now there was a girse v'enyontev meichin l'chaveire legal sinen b'milsei d'arabe the krokador, she's bringing a posik v'shnayomim retzufim b'toyre le'ashkran. There is no such thing as 2 days yontev. The misveik of dinila, the whole thing is only osa al tzasofik. Now let us see Taisvis. V'hoyo b'yoyim hashishi perish rashi v'alkochoch bo la'ashmi'inon. This pasuk is telling us that not only a physical hachone is also, that we learn that asher toifu eifu. Now, afilu, not a physical hachone, the afilu hachone bidei shamayim, the hainu beya asure. Di mishum hachone bidei adam, kloimer she yoifu v'yevashlu miboid yoim. The pasuk is telling us that one should cook erev Shabbos or beediksiv eishesher toifu eifu ela hazmone bepeh koma. The pasuk is telling us a different type of preparation. Hazmone bepeh ben yontev meichin leShabbos and Shabbos meichin leYontev mikolshke. So if the pasuk tells us that yontev cannot prepare for Shabbos. So, then Shabbos meichin leyontev mikolshke. And Taisus here already is learning like the Rashbe, that one day can't prepare for the next day. That's the whole issa over here. So, memele, if yontev, which is a tofel to Shabbos, cannot prepare for Shabbos, so Shabbos, which is more chama, avad gevis, can prepare for yontev. The kiven den yontev meichin leShabbos, kolshke den Shabbos meichin leyontev. V'hiksha rashim kein beyesh en nildo be'echad b'Shabbos. So if Shabbos and Yontif can't prepare for another day, so if a Yom Chol, Sunday was a Yom Chol, beyesh en nildo be'echad b'Shabbos, el acha Yontif, titzer mikolshkein, the Shabbos v'yontif le'machin en adodi. If Shabbos will not prepare for a Yontif, kolshkein le'machin en achol, v'tiritz l'gabi sudes choyl leitzorich hachone. For sudes choyl, it is not necessary to prepare, then sudes choyl cheshuv. Period. Ach taim. Now Taisvis is going into a very delicate problem over here. Choyl v'hachone di eraise. Now, Rabbi said a yesod, that there's an iser hachone, and according to Taisvis, pshat is, that's how the Fika Yom says pshat, the Iser Achone is a double Iser. The Iser is that Yontif is not, one is not permitted to prepare in Yontif for Shabbos. That means in the preparation, the Torah said the Achone should only be from a Yom Chol and not from a Yom Kodesh. So therefore one is not permitted to prepare an yontef for Shabbos. And number two, there's aloche, if it was prepared an yontef for Shabbos, it is not valid. One is not permitted to eat it. So Taisus is asking, ach teima, hoyol vahachone di eraise, since there's an isser di eraise to prepare from yontef on Shabbos, hayech oifen umevashlin mi yontev l'Shabbos. So l'maise, how are we permitted to bake and cook yontev, which is Erev Shabbos? How are we permitted to do this? V'chiteim al yidei eruvi tafshilin. So we say, it's no kash, we make an Erev tafshilin. V'chi osi takante derabonon v'lei oker achone d'yeraise. So Taisus says, Erev tafshilin cannot help the situation. Erev Tavshilin is a takona de rabbonim. We have a problem. If the pasuk says that Yontif cannot prepare for Shabbos, so that means that all the preparations that have to be done for Shabbos cannot be done on Yontif. So how is one permitted to prepare, to bake and cook Yontif for Shabbos? So the kash is a double kasha. One, how is one permitted to bake and cook Erev Yontif for Shabbos? we say Ein Yontif Meichin LeShabbos. And number two, after he did prepare, how is he permitted to eat it? The halacha of Ein Yontif Meichin LeShabbos, according to Tosfos, is a double halacha. Number one, one is not permitted to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. And number two, and if it was done from Yontif to Shabbos, it is not a valid preparation, and one is not permitted to eat it on Shabbos. So that is Tosfos Kasha. Eich oifin umevashlem miyontiv l'shabbos. V'nira l'yashe, so Tosfos answers, b'kiyas. The Rabbi was the one that said this halacha, that one is not permitted to prepare from yontiv to Shabbos, is Rabbi l'shitose. The Rabbi gufei ozel l'taymei, the islei, Hoyel v'imikli oichim chazilei ashti nami chazilei. Now let's just explain this for 2 minutes. There's a machloikis in Mesechtes Psochim ha'oife miyontev l'choil. Now the Gemara Mesechtes Psochim is not speaking about hachone. The Gemara Mesechtes Psochim is speaking about the lab of leisase kol meloche. The Gemara Mesechtes Psochim says as follows. A person wants to bake something on Yontif, l'tzayrech choyl. What is the din? So Rav Chisda says if he wants to bake something on Yontif for choyl, he gets malchus. He's a machal Yontif. You're only permitted to bake on Yontif for Yontif. The tzayrech al nefesh of Yontif is permissible. Not allowed to bake from Yontif l'choyl. So ha'oife mi Yontif l'choyl yoloike. That is what Rav Chisda holds. Rabbi says, ha'oife miyontev l'choil ein eloike. He doesn't get malchus. Why not? Hoyel v'imikli oichem. What does that mean? That means as follows. If I'd be baking in yontev for oichem, so it's no kash, I'm allowed to bake that for tzerech yontev. So if I would know oichem are coming, and I'd be baking for the oichem, that's considered, that's meleches oichel nefesh, that's permissible. So, Rabbi said, Ashtik Teire, Afilu, I'm not aware of oichem. But since there's a possibility that oichem might come, and if oichem would come, and would eat the chalas which were baked, so it comes out, this was an afiyah l'tzoyrech yontif. Since there is such a possibility. So Rabbi said, a possibility of oichem also gives it a din of a tzoyrech yontif. So since there's a possibility that oichem might come, and they might come and derive benefit from the chalas I'm baking in yontif, so we consider that this was an afiyah l'tzoyrech yontif. A possible tzairich also has a din of a tzairich, so it's considered that I'm baking for yontif. So therefore, Rabbi said, ha'oife mi yontif l'choil. His intentions are, he wants to make a suda meitzoy yontif. That's what he wants to do. And that's his intentions. But, since there's a possibility that oichem might come and these chalas might be eaten up in yontif, so this is considered an afiyah l'tzayrech yontif. That is in the melocha of leisase kol melocha. It's not considered a melocha. It's considered I'm doing it l'tzayrech yontif, which is mutter. That is in hilchis melocha. Now, Tosfos is saying, we mentioned before, the Rashba shita is, and this is also Tosfos shita, that the whole problem of achane is that yontif cannot be mechen for Shabbos. Shabbos cannot be mechen for yontif. But yontif is mechen la'atzmoy, and Shabbos is mechen la'atzmoy. That is shitas ha'Tosfos in Hilchas Hachone. So Tosfos says, Rabbi l'shitosei, Rabbi that holds that you say hoyul, so whenever one bakes in yontif, it is considered that he's meichin l'tzayrich yontif, because we say hoyel amikli oichim, and yontif is meichin la'atzmai. So the hachone which was done was a hachone l'tzayrich yontif, which is permissible. Yontif meichin la'atzmai. So therefore, when we bake yontif, it's not, even though we are baking for Shabbos, But in reality, it's considered ke'ilu we are baking for Yontif, hoyil be'iklu oichim, so memela, so there's no hachone from Yontif le Shabbos, there's only an hachone from Yontif to Yontif. That is if you hold like Rabbi. Now Tosfos says, v'afilu ledidon, now Tosfos seems to be saying that we don't hold like Rabbi, we hold like Rav Chisda. So according to Rav Chisda, we don't say the svar of Hayu. Is niche the chol tovo ofui umevushu loishayich beyachone she'enei mechusa raktiken ba'alme temikore avechozilei rak abibeyeshu tovo chodosh shloihoise ba'oilam loihoise ru'uye klal meikore. Now Tosfos says a gewaldike yesod. Tosfos says as follows. That means lididon, we hold that we don't say hoyl. Hafal pikein, Rav Chisda holds that a person is permitted to bake in Yontif for Shabbos. Now why is he permitted to bake in Yontif for Shabbos? Because the Gemara says in Psochem, we hold Tzolchei Shabbos Nasen B'Yontif. That one is permitted to bake Tzolchei Shabbos for Yontif. Tosfos seems to explain this halacha there as follows. Just like one is permitted to bake L'Tzorech Yontif, one is also permitted to bake L'Tzorech Shabbos. So in Hilchis Malacha, one is permitted to bake L'Tzorech Shabbos. But Tosfos has a problem. That's in Hilchis Malacha. Tzolchei Shabbos Nasen B'Yontif. But there's another problem. There's a problem, but hachone, that's klar. That according to Rabbi, we hold that hachone mishabbos liyontif is also. So filo in hilchis meloche, there's no isser of leisase called meloche, but there should be an isser of ein mechinin miyontif leshabbos. So how is one permitted, according to Rav Chisda, how is one permitted to cook miyontif leshabbos? So that Tosfos answers, a new yisod. Now, so Tosfos wants to say that cooking is not considered a achone. Cooking is considered a tikkun. That means the food is here, you're just being misakin the food. That doesn't fall into the category of achone. What is called achone? By a beye it's called achone. By a beye, that means the beye was not here yet. And what happens in Yontif, that prepares the beye when it'll be noilet. That is not considered a tikkun. This is considered a hachone. And so it comes out according to Tosfos. So davke a beye shenoil de beyontav acha Shabbos. There is an isel de araisa of hachone. But samazoi cooking from yontav to Shabbos, that's not considered a hachone. That's considered a tikkun. The Tosfos, let's end the Tosfos time, the Kan Mashmeh Shahamon Lehoya Yered Beyontiv, the Perish Rashi, the whole Pasuk of Eichinu, which is speaking about the Mon, is speaking about a Yoim Choyl. The Perish Rashi, Ashisha Roy Lechone, Vizel Bechoyl. Va'omar, it says, Vayvorich Vikadish Bilchoy Bemon Vikitchoy Bemon, that Vikitchoy Bemon means that Shabbos is Kaddish, that the Mon doesn't fall. That's Tavke Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos lehoye yoyred Mon, avo beyontav hoye yoyred. So it would seem that the Mon did fall on Shabbos, did fall on Yontav. And here Rashi says that Vechina Shesheyevi, which is speaking about the Mon, is only speaking about a Yom Chol, not a Yom Shab, not Yontav. Yeshlamid the medrashim chalukim. This is machlekes medrashim. Kedisa bemedrash Shabbos lo yir la Rabbis Yom Kippurim. That the mon did not fall Yom Kippur. Lo yir boy la Rabbis Yontif. Shlo yir yoyred behen mon. So memelad is a machlekes in Chazal. And Rabbi held over here like those tanoim that hold that the mon did not fall on Shabbos. For oyd yeshlamid afilo hoyo yoyred beyontif. Bikomokim beyontif shechaliyes be'erev Shabbos. Yontav that was Chab Erev Shabbos lehoye yoyred, midechsiv, kro, boy, bayoim hashishi. The posik of Vehechinu, which is speaking about Erev Shabbos, there it says, bayoim hashishi, amir, voloiksiv shishi. Mashma Hashishi Hamayuchid Dafka, a certain Erev Shabbos, Shuhu Loi Lachone, Beloi Beshishi, Shuhu Yontiv, but not Hashishi, which is Yontiv.